It's me, Mary Hannah.
Me, Ayatha.
And me, Winipa.
Woo! We haven't done that in so long. Like, literally?
No, so for real. Long. For real.
Okay. Well, today, I'm going to give a little disclaimer, guys. We're recording this quite late at night. We're all, KO'd on dinner and just life.
The energy is low.
The energy is low. We're talking about something fun today or something interesting, but just got to put that little disclaimer out. But before we get started, we're going to have a word of prayer as usual.
Sure. Dear Lord, we pray that you help us to discuss this topic and that you just make sure that everything we say will be from you and that the advice we give, the things that we talk about will be through you and be able to help whoever's listening in any way possible. In the mighty Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So today, guys, we're going to be talking about something that was actually sent in the Google Anonymous form. I'm getting it right this half of the season.
Gross.
And it was specifically about asking about our experiences as Black Christian women
in Cambridge.
And that's quite specific. So we're going to talk about Cambridge, I guess our individual experiences, but also like Black Christian women, I guess, in the wider circle of like being in the Western church or in the church in England and America. Who wants to start? What does being a Black Christian woman in Cambridge mean to you girls? Since the people are dying to know, you know? I can start off since we're just all a bit lost for words, but I think the first thing that is very distinctive about my Black Christian girl Cambridge experience is the fact that I think sometimes people who don't know you that well or only know you within a church context can think you are fairly naive, which is, I guess, in some regards is true. Like, I am not the most streetwise. However, I think...
Speak for yourself.
I can say for me, I'm personally not the most streetwise. I have helicopter parents, so... Mm-hmm. But I think sometimes, at least I'm trying to think of specific experiences without being too shady, where people have tried to present things disingenuously or not have the most genuine intentions, maybe when they were like communicating with me or presenting something to me in the hopes that maybe I would go along with something that they were saying. I don't know if that makes sense. I think that's just, I mean, it's not a really a Cambridge thing or even a...
Like saying they want to start Bible
class. Oh!
Wait, what did you say?
I said like saying they want to start Bible class.
Oh!
Some people will be scared right here. But yeah, that's an example. So like maybe somebody saying they want to do a Bible plan with you, which is cool, of course. Do Bible plans with the people you feel comfortable with. But then sometimes maybe knowing that person does not necessarily want to do a... Doesn't want to get to know the Bible?
You know what it is? Like, I feel like it goes back to what we've said a few times about like Christianity being a personality trait. And I think I'm just going to stop dancing around the bush because I'm going to say what MH is trying to say here. Men will use that Christianity as like a leverage point or like a way to try to like get to know you or swindle you and stuff like that. Because me personally, I've never experienced that from other women. It's only when men are trying to be like, oh, yes, I'm a good Christian boy. I read Bible plans. Go on a date with me, you know, and they kind of think you're naive in that way because they're like, oh, you're a Christian girl, therefore you want someone who's a Christian boy, and that must be your only criteria because you're not streetwise and you've never dated because you're a Christian girl and that type of thing. And it's like, firstly, I've been around the block, okay? Let's start there. No, I'm kidding. But like, honestly, like, being Christian doesn't mean that we fell out of the sky yesterday and have no idea how these things work. Like, and our one criteria when it comes to finding a partner is not just Christian man. Big disclaimer.
Genuine disclaimer.
No, genuine. So yeah. No, I definitely hear that. I haven't necessarily experienced that myself. Okay, I have experienced people trying to kind of... I can see when people are trying to pile on the Christianity when it's not genuine to try to seem like... To try to slide in my DM. That's not cute. we see.
But I honestly don't.
I've never experienced any of this.
I don't know if this is a Black Christian girl. The thing is, it's difficult for us to say what is Black Christian girl and what's just life. Yeah. Because we are Black Christian girls. Yeah. But this is just life happening to us. Do you know what I mean? So like,
if it wasn't Christianity, it would be something else.
Something else. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, that's something that's I guess the more negative part. Let's talk about something positive. Something positive that Ayanth and I were reflecting upon today was the fact that, like, in a space as quote-unquote white as Cambridge, that has quite an extensive, like, Christian history in terms of, like, the founding of the Christian Union and things like that, and just, like, what the church looks like in terms of its representation. As, like, Black Christian women, it's cool to be, like, or I guess it's an honor, it's a blessing, it's a responsibility, like, to be involved in, like, a local church or local assembly and be, like, a friendly face that people know, and not just know, like, on occasion, you know, but, like, people actually know that, like, oh, this is your church, and they can, like, come and sit with you, and they'll know that you'll see you on a Sunday, and if you do, like, student work or student groups like that, they know that, like, they'll see you during the week, which I think was cool, because that was something I was kind of worried about coming to university, like, is there not going to be, like, my friends are Black, like, all my friends are Black, like, I'm not even trying to be, I'm not trying to do too much, but, like, all my close friends are Black, because, like, we just have the most in common. Mm-hmm. On all bases, and so it's just like I didn't feel like I'd be able to be my full self at a place as vulnerable and intimate as church if I didn't see other people like me. Mm-hmm. But to see other people like me and then to be able to be that person for somebody else, I think has really been a blessing.
That's lovely. I was involved in Christian Union, so I was in a leadership position as a college rep, and I didn't feel like being a Black Christian girl, like, made it any harder or any more difficult. I think is nice, especially in the body of Christ, to have representation and to have leadership from all spaces, especially, like, different people come from different churches back at home. And it's nice to, like, form a leadership group of people that have such a wide range of experiences of, like, what worship looks like, what prayer sounds like. And, yeah, like, even the prayer, how other people pray, I'm like, wow, like, that's, like, so chill. Instead of the shouting, thunder come firing down.
We thought about things, but I don't know, as Manipa said earlier, these are things that we sort of talked about in our almost three full seasons, a little bit here and there. I think on a more somber note, not even somber, that's not the right word, but it's like, not even at Cambridge, but in any context, it can be isolating if you don't have your fellow Christian buddies, Christian baddies, like hot girls for Jesus, because, like, what are you gonna do? Like, what are you really gonna do? Do you know what I mean? Because it's just like, if you have specific convictions or, you know, you just don't want to participate in certain activities, or, like, you do want to participate in certain activities and you need people to be like, girl, get your behind back here. like, what are you going to do? Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So I think in that regard, I'm super grateful for, like, my girls, when you put IFO, but, like, that's something to consider. And again, when you add, like, the Blackness part to it, it's one thing to have, like, Christian friends in general, but then, like, you know, people who just get a little bit more of, like, what it, like,
yeah. People who understand.
Yeah, because when you're just like, I want to shake my ass, someone else will be looking at you like, what does that mean? Yeah. It's like, you need your girls to be like, you're all against you, but we're not going to do that today.
Right, No, I feel you. But the thing is with me, I feel like my experiences as, like, a Black Christian woman at Cambridge only really began, like, maybe, like, partway through second year. And also, like, because I've just, like, my main community has just been with the SCA church, and I just kind of, like, turned up and didn't really do much else. Yeah, I feel like I don't really have much, like, I didn't do Christian Union or, like, home groups like you guys. So I'm like, you know.
And the second part of this question from the Google form was to give encouragement and advice to younger girls who may be following in our footsteps. So we decided to give three pieces of advice that we think will help you guys with your individual and collective faith journey.
So this is kind of one that we've talked about quite a bit before, but I think Mary Hannah actually mentioned this before. Let me not take credit for her idea, but we were talking about the importance of just finding your community. I think, like, certainly from my point of view, I didn't really have a Christian community, and that kind of sounds like really like a very Christian specific thing, but it really just means like surrounding yourself with Christian friends. To be honest, I didn't even think that was important or necessary. Like, when I would hear people talk about that before, I would be like, child, please, like, my friends are good people, yada yada yada. But I think I really appreciated the importance and value of that when I actually did like surround myself with Christian friends. Just like, they can help to guide you and keep you on track. I think it also helps having people that understand your point of view, because like, being Christian, like, not that it's a personality trait, but it's a large part of your identity. And I think if someone can understand where you're coming from faith wise, they can understand you better. And why wouldn't you want to be surrounded by people who just get you like that? Mm-hmm. You know, people you don't have to explain yourself to. And yeah, I think it's super, super important.
All of that, essentially. Like, really, that's the biggest one, I think.
Yeah.
I
would say.
That's the biggest one. Community. Second one. Oh, I would say we've said all of that, and that's, like, super important. But also, like, okay, I always call myself a church girl just to make it clear what I'm about. Do you know what I mean? So that people get the full picture from the jump.
I know that's right.
But also, don't just have church friends. Like, actually, I think, like, people come to university, I mean, somewhat apprehensive. And I know people who are like, or have friends who have like gone to university and like met Christian people, and the Christian people are like cool and everything, but a bit like, even within that, it becomes a bit isolating from the rest of the uni. And I know that can be the case even at Cambridge and some of the Christian organizations. So I think it's so important that like, you have friendships that are genuine outside of a evangelism vibe, essentially. Mm-hmm. Not only because it just helps you to be a better student in whatever place you're in, but broadens your perspectives. Like, there are a lot of things I've learned just about how people are and the variety of like philosophies and beliefs that exist based solely upon the interactions I've had with other people who aren't religious, who are apathetic towards religion, hate religion, whatever it is. They don't assume my best friends, you know, for obvious reasons. But we can chill, we can laugh, we can like, you know, we can enjoy one another's company. And I think that's so important. Especially in terms of, like, again, kind of evangelism, but not. But just, like, being like Jesus. Like, you might be the only Bible that somebody will ever read. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And at least you can know that, like, even if you weren't like, Jesus, you carry Jesus' kindness or his humor or his, you know, or his joy or his peace or his love. Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know? And, you know what? I'm going to just be honest. That's not always worked in my favor. I'm just trying to think about some of the relationships I've had over my university
career. I concur. Yeah, I could confirm.
And I feel like some of them have gone left, but I still pray that whatever interactions we had, God, like, there was a seed sown, and somewhere along the line, the Lord will do his thing. Mm-hmm. You know, his word will come to pass. But, like, that's just the honest truth. Like, some people you're going to be, like, tight with, and then you're not going to be tight with them no more, and that's just going to be the end of the story. Okay, let me stop. That's me, y'all.
Anyways, thank you for tuning in this evening. No, really and truly, not a single lie was told. Mm-hmm. It's not everybody that needs to be in your life forever. That was a hard fast lesson I needed to learn. Some friends are but for a season. They teach you something, and then they go. And that's okay. Pray for them. Mm-hmm.
He says so at the camera.
And the third tip would be is more personal, so it's like forming a routine. And I think we mentioned it in the previous episode of the importance of routines and just like making sure to get into a habit, which is very hard, and which I currently do not have.
And I'm on vacation.
I'm on vacation especially from thinking.
Especially during uni when, like there's a lot of things can just take away your time.
Yeah.
Like sometimes it's not even like studies, it's like planning stuff. You just be out mm-hmm. and 1 hour turns into five mm-hmm. and you haven't done anything else for the whole day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just making sure that you set time out when you can, so that you can focus on your own spiritual growth. Mm-hmm. As much as community and church is important, you also need to be using that, like setting apart time that you can dedicate as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And what, can I just add to that? One thing I think like God has been teaching me in this sort of period. We'll talk about, guys, what has been going on during this like hiatus that we've had from the podcast, because I feel like a lot has happened and like we've just there's just a lot of gaps,
right?
But one thing I feel like God has been teaching me personally is just like being with God is not just 15 minutes in the morning, open my Bible plan or my Bible and it's like closed and I'm like, that's God, you know. And like if God does something cool during the day, I'm like, oh, that's God. It's just like God isn't everything, do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So why can't I be walking down the road like Grange Road when I'm on the way to Sidgwick? And like, why can't I see God then? Or why can't I speak to God then? Or why can't I enjoy God's presence then? Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
And I mean, that I don't say that in terms of suggesting that you just fit God into random slots or periods in your life. But I feel like, on the honor of truth is that sometimes you're going to be so tired when you wake up in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And being with God, I just feel like should never be a burden.
Right.
And I just hate that. I hate that feeling of just like, God, I gotta check in with you again. Like, I can't wait to clock out. Like, this is not a job.
Right. Like, you're just looking at the time.
Literally, right. I'm like, okay, Bible plan, how long is this
chapter? Yes, go back to the button.
No,
you know what I mean? It's just like, it's meant to be enjoyed. And so if that means when I'm just walking, I just talk to God. I'm like, thank you, God, for today. Thank you for the small things like the sun shining and my breakfast being good. And, you know, be with my friends as they have their supervisions. I feel like God honors that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like any other relationship. If you are with your parent or your sister or your brother or your partner, sometimes the inevitable truth is you love them and you have dedicated time with them, but you have those mornings where you're busy and it's just like a quick kiss and a hug, love you, I'll speak to you soon. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like there should be that, not flexibility, but that room to enjoy our relationship with God in that way without feeling like, gosh, darn it. And that YouVersion app don't be helping sometimes, mm-hmm. okay? Because it'd be like, lost your streak, and I'm like, well, that's me gone to hell.
Like,
do you know what I mean?
First of the day, you better check in. No, I get you.
Literally.
I get you. I think we really should do an episode about that now you're saying it, about where we've been at. Because, I've been a lot of places over this hiatus. You know what I mean? But yeah.
Yeah.
I love that point, MH. Okay, guys, so we hope you've enjoyed today. It's been quite a short one because we were just kind of like responding to a question that we received, but also because we have peppered throughout our episodes a lot of this advice and we don't want to bore you all with the same informations, but we hope that you've taken something away, however small. We are back in business now. We know we had kind of like a bit of a funny few months with exams and hiatus, but we are back in business. So make sure that you're following all of our socials at Let God Podcast, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all of that. We're going to be doing a lot more like face-to-face type of content, like lives, and also watch out for our YouTube because we're putting some content on there.
Hurry on.
Like, subscribe, all of that. But yeah, please keep sending us questions and stuff. Like, even if it's just a short tidbit like this, we will endeavor to answer, do our best to be wise and whatnot and all that kind of stuff. And have I forgot anything?
Google Anonymous form.
Yes, anonymous Google form. Send us more questions, please. We love hearing from you and thank you so much for everything that you've sent so far. And yeah, we shall see you next week. Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye.